Welcome to today's Let's Talk program. I'm your host, Logan Mance. On today's program, we have Vice Presidents of the Panora Chamber of Commerce, Kristen Rummelhart and Dale Hawkrider. I'm here speaking with Panora Chamber of Commerce, here with Kristen Rummelhart and Dale Hawkrider, and they are getting to start this new year of 2022, and a lot of things they want to do is talk about new members. Dale, can you give us some gratitude you like to give to new members?
Yeah, well, first of all, I'd like to say thank you to everybody last year that became a chamber member by memberships. That, if people don't realize it, that's one of the ways that we kind of pay for things, for all the events that we do throughout the year. And we just had an awesome turnout, people to join last year, and we're kind of looking for the same thing this year. Most of the businesses join, but you can also join as a individual too. It's a lower cost, but just you're joining, your contribution, you showing your support for our community and for the kids, for the schools, for the people that are here and our businesses. You can do all that by just a simple sign-up sheet to become a member of the chamber.
Does that single individual have to have a business, or is it just supporting the community?
You do not have to have a business. It's just supporting the community to show that you care. Your name will be on there showing that you did it. It's kind of cool. We have quite a few people that actually do that every year. So it's just a way to show that you're supporting your community through the chamber and with a membership due in that. And then again, if you want to get involved, that's awesome. You don't have to. You can come to the luncheons. You can do whatever you want to do. But just being a member is very important. It allows us to do all the stuff that we do.
Is there any reason why you saw more membership coming in 2021?
I would say possibly maybe we did what we're doing now. We actually asked people and kind of told them what it was all about, and people weren't aware of it. Plus, we were coming off a COVID year that I think people were like, hey, let's get out there and do some things. Let's see if we can help and get things going. And it seemed pretty good, all the events we were able to have last year, and we're definitely looking forward to having more this year. Every one of them went over awesome. Our community supported us. They were here. Panorama Days, I heard, was one of the best that we've ever had. Just everything that we did, people were there to support us, and we're kind of hoping we get the same thing this year. So come out and support us. Go online, look at our website. You can see the membership form there. It's pretty easy, or give me a call. And that'd be fine too.
We're speaking with Dale Hawkrider with Panora Chamber of Commerce, and something that happened early in December was the Santa's Workshop. Could you give us a little bit of a recap on that? How did the community respond to that event?
It was awesome. We flipped about, I don't know how many pancakes, but enough to feed about 300 people. So Santa was there and his lap was pretty tired by the end of the day. But on the other side, there's kind of a twofold. We have a breakfast that people come to. They get to meet Santa. We had a bunch of little elves there. It was kind of cool. A bunch of the kids that helped us with that. Then on the other side, by the gym side, they had a bunch of craft things for the children to do, baking cookies. They had a cakewalk. There was other things for them to do. It was just a really entertaining thing for about 3 to 4 hours in the morning. And we had great support, and I think everybody loved the pancakes. So,
and we'll evolve Kristen here soon, but continuing on the December holiday theme, you guys got some Christmas lights, some of it put up, but some of it you guys kind of had some issues talking to me about that earlier before this conversation. Could you just talk about those Christmas lights and just some details on that?
Sure. The lights are actually really nice, but they came in late and we didn't really have the time to get the electrical wiring hooked up, but we still kind of put them up there so you can see some of the new ones. Some are lit, but because of COVID and because of the transportation and stuff, just everything came in late and we didn't have a chance to get them fully functional. But that's okay, because this year we will have them fully functional. So we have some pretty good additions to our Christmas lights outside and looking forward to next year putting them up.
Because all these Christmas lights were donations based, right? Was there anyone that you'd like to maybe thank for anyone that made a donation?
You know, that was all be kind of prior to me. It's kind of been building up, so I don't. I wish I did. But some of it comes from the chamber dues that people join. But a lot of our businesses, almost all of our businesses, seem to step up when we need them. And it's just awesome. And again, that goes back to the dues as an individual. Our businesses support our communities, so hopefully our people will support our businesses. And it kind of all ties together. So come and join the chamber and look forward to seeing our Christmas lights next year, even bigger and better.
And then moving on, like I talked about, moving on to 2022, because we're in the new year. What are some future plans for you guys? It seems like you guys got a busy year coming up with a whole bunch of events.
For those of you that have been around, we're really looking forward to doing all the events we've ever done in the past and maybe add some new ones. This is January, so the committees are just starting to get together to, like, all the things we're going to do for the businesses, if there's going to be sidewalk sales, if, you know, just different things that we might be doing. So please follow us on Facebook or check our chamber page on the or our website. And by February, there's probably going to be a list of all the events through the year that you can put on your calendar and plan to do. And we're pretty excited about it, and that's what we're really looking forward to, and we're hoping you're going to be excited about it also.
And Dale, one of the things we talked about, Panorama Days being one of the best events you guys put on, but you guys are going to start planning. You don't have to give any details. Like you said, you didn't have your meeting yet, but it seems like you guys are going to start planning for that already.
Yeah, definitely. We've already been planning for that. Yeah, we've got to jump on that one.
Yeah, we've talked stuff that worked out and stuff that didn't, and how we'd like to improve for next year and what we can add to it to make it a great time for everyone.
And then talking to Kristen, business signs around Panora. It seems like you guys are trying to draw more businesses to your chamber businesses, and some of those are signs around Panora to help people direct them to Panora businesses.
Yeah, absolutely. So we were trying to attract more people from Des Moines and the Lake area. Just let them know that we have other businesses in town. So a few businesses stepped up and sponsored the signs that you see at the corner of Highway 4 and Main Street. And it just shows you towards the school and the business districts, and designed by someone local and made here in Iowa. So we're really proud of that.
And we're speaking with the vice presidents of the Panora Chamber of Commerce, Kristen and Dale. And we always kind of hit on it, but it's something that draws more business to Panora Chamber Commerce members, is the Be Local cards. And Kristen, could you give us some details on that?
Absolutely. So we do have some Be Local discount cards available, and because it's after the first of the year, we would like to discount them. We are selling them for $10 now. That is 50% off the regular price of $20, and we have so many businesses on this card, you guys. It is, if you're looking to save some money at your favorite places in Panora, this is the thing to get. We've got discounts on everything from sandwiches to health supplements and everything in between. So you can find the cards at Crafty's Coffee or TNK Designs.
Is there an expiration date for the Be Local cards?
That would be July 31st. And then we have some plans to possibly come out with another one.
Well, thank you guys for your time and explaining everything about the Panora Chamber, and we surely appreciate you guys taking the time to talk with us. And that was our Let's Talk Guthrie County program with Kristen Rummelhart and Dale Hawkrider, Vice Presidents of Panora Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to Raccoon Valley Radio Network.